killing an ISIS prisoner in Iraq in 2017, whom prosecutors say he stabbed and then posed for a photo with the body. His attorneys say prosecutors planted tracking software and emails sent to the defense team, and they want the prosecutor removed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is still around, at least for now. Sunshine, hot and dry today. 96 would tie a record from 1962 if we get there. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low 71. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Maybe, for the lucky communities, an isolated late-day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance of some scattered, spotty storms roaming around on Friday. And widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Planned Parenthood and the Poor People's Campaign say they will protest Alabama's abortion ban every Tuesday. They say being pro-life means stopping the execution of prisoners, providing livable wages for the people of Alabama, and providing care for the homeless. The State House of Representatives passed the education budget on a 99-0 vote. However, that plan will go to a conference committee to work out the differences in the House and Senate bills. The House also approved a 4% pay raise for Alabama teachers and other public school employees. And police in Orange Beach say more than $1 million worth of marijuana and cocaine washed ashore last week. Federal authorities have now been called in to help with the investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top-quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Stage Stores has the freshest fashions under the sun, and big summer savings arrive on Friday. We've got you and your family covered with WOW Your Weekend Doorbusters, like 60% off Carter's for kids and 40% off Skechers shoes. And take an extra 50% off Wear Now clearance with your coupon. Plus, don't miss this doorbuster. Buy one, get two free on home clearance. Check out today's deals at stage.com for more great deals and coupons. Only at our Stage community of stores. Bell's, Goodies, Pally Royal, Peebles, and Stage. Offer exclusions apply.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Gentlemen, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. I didn't know Lips Inc. never had another hit. I didn't know this was their one hit.
Well, because a lot of these songs sound like they're by the same person.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you know what? Dave sent me a list of every one hit or the best one hit wonders of every year going back to 1955. You know what I noticed? In the 50s and 60s, we tend to remember bands. Mm-hmm. But in the 70s and 80s, we tend to remember songs. And so the one-hit wonders of the 50s and 60s, you almost don't remember the songs at all.
Right.
But in the 70s and 80s, you do. I mean, you remember every single one of them. Now, it may just be proximity.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. That is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. This is highly rated, award-winning radio, so buckle your safety harness. We do not take prisoners. Sometimes we say things that hurt people's feelings.
Oh, you get on your fifis?
Somebody called yesterday and said, you hear that noise? It's all the camera, it's all the radios being turned off because Uncle Baron's hurting our feelings.
I mean, we could go a lot harder, trust me.
Yeah, and I will remind people what I always say. When you tell people you're not listening, you are 100% listening.
Correct.
The people who truly don't listen, just don't listen.
Right.
They don't make a deal about
it. No, you know what? The people that truly don't listen, and a lot of times it might be because they don't know about it. Like, I dropped my son off this morning at Huntington Baseball Camp. And, you know, someone was saying, how's it going? How's summer? And I was like, well, you know, it's more difficult than the last couple summers because I have to be somewhere from 9 to noon every day, which is a little bit different for me.
Yeah.
You know, for the last couple years of my life. And, you know, I was like, I'm just adjusting to that, yada, yada, yada. And she was like, oh, wait, so what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm on a radio. She's like, oh, what channel?
Highly rated, award-winning radio. Just like, tell her to join us.
Yeah, I did. I said, hey, just tune in, 9 to noon, 93.1.
She's absolutely going to love it. You know, some days.
Next time she sees me, she'll be like, I listened to 118 hours of your award-winning, highly rated radio
show.
She'll
walk up and be like, I'm a globalist corporatist whore!
You keep telling them!
I've got a ton of local news.
Ton of local news.
I mean a ton of local news. I even printed the same story twice.
How about that? Hey, well, you know,
a ton of local news. I've got, we got a bunch going on today. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. I sent you a hump day thing. Did
I
you
know,
see the
yeah.
camels were scared?
I did.
When the Muslims start saying it's hump day?
I did.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Listen. Hump day means different things to different people.
That's right.
Right? Some people, it just means it's the end of the week. You know, if you're in Saudi Arabia or something, it might mean, you know, get the goat. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. All right. I want to start here because I saw this pop up briefly on the news. Here is the headline. Is this a lot of money we're talking about here?
A lot of money.
$125 million solar farm investment coming to Montgomery County.
Hey, yeah.
Now, I don't know much about the solar farm industry. I really don't. But I know we have deserts in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And places where it's hot and sunny all year long, like Phoenix, Los Angeles, Palm Desert or whatever it's called out there in the middle of the nowhere where you get the you know, little stand where they have the figs out there in the middle of nowhere in California. It's like an oasis. You're driving, and then all of a sudden. I mean, I know there's a lot of sun out there in the world, but I also know this is Montgomery, where we get a lot of storm clouds every afternoon. not this week or next week, but generally speaking. We have a winter where it's gray and hazy all winter. It just seemed like an odd place to put a $125 million solar farm spread over 800 acres of land. The project will be a partnership between AMEA and LightSource, which will supply clean energy and bill savings to AMEA's 11 member utilities located across the state. Which means it's not an Alabama Power venture.
Right.
Now, there's a state law that says if you produce power, somebody has to buy it from you. They have to. The utility companies have to purchase it. But they only have to purchase it at basically negligible rates.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to get rich putting solar panels on your house. I want to know whose backyard this is in. I want to know whose land this is.
Because
I noticed the news organization I'm reading from did not...
Say how many acres?
800 acres. There are only so many people in Montgomery County that own 800
right.
acres. And I can name like a few of them.
Yeah.
And then they gave a clue as to where it might be. They said it's about 5 miles south of Hyundai.
Oh.
So I get out. I am not Jack Quest.
Right.
I'm not Dave Quest.
Well,
I have to get out things and look at them. But I get out my handy-dandy Google Maps, and I look about 5 miles south, and I do see some land available down there where they could put 800 acres of solar panels. And I know some of the people who own this land.
Yeah.
And just about every acre of it is politically connected in some capacity.
Yeah.
And I'm curious who these people are.
Well, if you know them.
I promise you we've heard the name of someone who owns 800 acres in South Montgomery County.
Yeah.
I promise you we've heard the name. The question is whether or not that name corresponds with political influence and power.
Hmm.
Because I just don't think people in politics need to be supplying 800 acres worth of $125 million investment, all that kind of stuff.
I mean...
Let me tell you this. If it was on the up and up,
mm-hmm.
it would have said whose land it was. Because it named the company, it named the number of the investment, it named the tax benefit to Montgomery County. The school system allegedly is going to get $5 million a year out of this.
I'd have to go back to 2001, 2003 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Did they announce whose land Hyundai was coming to?
Absolutely.
They did?
Yeah.
That was well known.
Yeah. There were lawsuits filed over it.
Yeah, but that was like afterwards and on the second version.
Everybody knew that was Reese McKinney's land, didn't they?
As well they should if he was a public figure. Is this person a public figure? That's a question.
I think so. Or
really?
Connected to a public figure.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know that because they won't say who it is,
right.
And I don't know.
Right.
But you know what?
So you don't want, yeah.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah. Well, it's probably not that hard.
It's not. I've already got the process started.
Yeah.
Very, very curious how this ends up. I'm not knocking solar power. I'm all for solar power. I'm not knocking LightSource BP or AMEA. I'm not knocking any of these people. I'm just saying the state law in Alabama is these member utilities can buy this at next to nothing. So why is this person, what's going on here?
That's always a question. What's really going on here?
Because let me tell you a way this could be working. I'm not saying this is working this way, but this is the way it could be working. You've got 11 member utilities that are in the Alabama Municipal Electric Authority.
Yeah.
You have 11 member utilities spread around the state. They can buy, according to state law, they can buy this electricity at next to nothing.
Uh-huh.
And then they turn around and sell it at cost. Right. To the consumers. Not at cost, but at market rate to the consumer.
Correct.
Which is a big gap of profit for the AMEA. A big gap of profit in there.
That sounds like to me.
Because of that, they have money to buy $125 million worth of solar panels. But what does the guy's land get? Well, he gets a lease, right? He gets a lease. Now, I will point out what was going to happen up in Greene County. Chip Beaker, who's on the PSC, was going to enter into one of these leases on his land for millions and millions of dollars spread out over 20 years. Where they were going to come in and build solar panels on his land. But his land, let's say it's only worth, what's the going acre for just going for 2,000 an acre, let's say? 2,000 an acre?
I've always heard the easy math is 1,000 acres is $1 million.
Okay, well, that's 10,000 acre.
All right.
Yeah, 10,000 acre. 1,000 acres is $1 million. Let's see here. That's 10 million. You're right. It's 1,000 an acre.
1,000 an acre.
Yeah, 1,000 an acre. Okay, well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say it's 2,000. Let's double it. 2,000 an acre. I think his lease was going to be $4 million over 20 years, which would be $2,000 per acre for 20 years total.
Mm-hmm.
Which means at the end of 20 years, he still has his land. He's got the $4 million it was worth. He came out looking like smelling like roses, right? Most people would have to sell their land to get full value. He was going to lease his land and get full value.
Right.
I'm wondering if something like this isn't taking place.
Right.
And if that person's a public official or related to a public official, now you've got real problems on your hand. Because Chip Baker is a public official.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if this person's a public official or at least substantially related to a public official. I'm not saying they are, but I don't like the fact that the details of this are so sparse. And everybody's spidey sense when they saw this story should have gone up and thought, who's getting greased on this deal? If you're going to build a solar farm, why in Montgomery, Alabama, of all places? This is a way to pay people off without paying them off. That's all I'm saying. So I usually throw stories away as I cover them. I'm not going to throw this one away. This one's going in the evergreen content.
Put that one on
the wall. I'm going to come back to that one. If anyone has any details, knows where the solar farm is going, please feel free to tell me because I'll be more than happy to look into it. But I, for one, have my spidey senses just going crazy. Just going crazy. They're up, going nuts. Now, that last hit we played, that was from 1980, Funky Town. I'm going to go all the way back to 1970. The five stair steps for one hit number two. We're playing one hit wonders today on Bumper Music. We started with 1980. We're going back to 1970. We'll jump around the map. We'll be back.
Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when you hit it much lighter.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Yeah. If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Stage Doors has the freshest fashions under the sun, and big summer savings arrive on Friday. We've got you and your family covered with Wow Your Weekend Doorbusters, like 60% off Carter's for Kids and 40% off Skechers shoes. And take an extra 50% off Wear Now clearance with your coupon. Plus, don't miss this doorbuster. Buy one, get two free on home clearance. Check out today's deals at stage.com for more great deals and coupons. Only at our Stage community of stores. Bell's, Goodies, Pally Royal, Peebles, and Stage. Offer exclusions apply.
One hit wonder from 1979, Dave, the year I was born.
Oh.
Yes, this song is as old as I am.
See, again, it, like at trivia, if you'd have asked me who Funky Town was by,
yes,
I could have given you five artists. This, I could have, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know this was by Anita Ward.
Yeah, but you'll ring her bell.
The Ooh Child, I thought, I always thought that was a Marvin Gaye song.
Oh, no.
Concurrent with
at the same time.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds the same. You wouldn't have guessed Lips Inc. for Funky Town?
I might have known that one, but I would have thought that they had more hits.
Yes, yes, yes. We're doing one-hit wonders today for Bumper Music. Your call's welcome on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. If you have any idea who's 800 acres that's going on down there, I don't care, by the way. And if it's not a public official, if it's a private guy, I'm not going to sit here and blast them. I don't care. You know, even if it's a lobbyist or somebody, that's not what I'm into. I'm into, like, who is, if a public official is connected to it, then it matters. Other than that, it's just a good business deal. If you can get more than your land's worth for your land, more power to you. More power to you. But I just got a sneaking suspicion there's a public official angle to this. 26 minutes after 9 o'clock, our number 272-9228. He's Dave Mowry. I'm Baron Coleman. This guy's name is David.
Yes. Hey, it's Baron Mohammed Aziz Bin Coleman, isn't that what you want to be called?
No, the Grand Mufti, sir. The Grand Mufti.
Rome.
You had requested that in the past. I thought it was hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
For some kind of benefits. But does the article actually say 800 acres of land or 800 acres of solar panels? Because you can put 800 acres of solar panels on like 2,000 acres. I mean, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, no. It just says spread across 350,000 solar panels. Spread across 800 acres is what it says.
So you could have a 1,200-acre plot or a 2,000-acre plot gives you room for expansion.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but you have to have at least 800. And there are only so many people in South Montgomery County that own at least 800 acres.
Contiguous.
Right. Yeah. And you need room for construction and roads and access.
Oh, and power.
That.
I mean, you're going to have places where they've got to collect that power. You're going to have new transmission lines.
Right.
All kinds of stuff. They said, I mean, it'll take 2 or 3 years to build this thing.
So at least it could be a larger plot, in other words.
It's going to have, I would imagine it's a larger plot than 800.
Right. You know, right. That was all I was calling about.
No one's going to put these in their backyard.
No.
Yeah, but this is a toxic wasteland, these solar panels.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate it. It's a good call. Thanks.
No problem. All right.
You know what would suck? Like a hailstorm the day you put them in. I wonder what the insurance is on those. Because, I mean, they're fragile.
Uh-huh.
And they've got, I mean, they've got, you can't just throw them out. They're toxic chemicals in there. I wonder who, I don't know. I wouldn't want them on my land, I'll tell you that. Who's this? You're on the air.
This is Slingblade. How you guys doing?
Slingblade, that's right. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Excellent. So, let's a little different. You may have been covering the last couple of days, but you know the Horowitz reports coming out, or the...
Okay. We'll talk about that later. I do appreciate your call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
On Wednesdays.
Yeah, on Wednesdays there are rules around here.
It's not Friday.
No, Friday you can call and talk about the Horowitz report. Wednesday you have to keep up with the program or you don't get to be on. Alabama lawmakers pass a bill to keep slow drivers out of the left lane. I mentioned this bill when it was filed. This is the dumbest, most unenforceable bill I've ever heard. In order to violate this law, you have to drive in the left lane for a mile and a half without passing a single car. This bill is called
Do you have to be going under the speed limit?
No.
So if I just forget to change, if I'm in the left lane, I'm just touring, you know, I got my... Because unlike most people in the state, I actually like cruise control. So cruise control allows you to, like, you know, stay at the same speed, not fluctuate.
I use it in the neighborhood.
Correct. Not bother all the people in front of you or behind you.
25, click.
Right?
I'm with you.
Steady speed. You know what you're going.
Right?
Uh-huh. You know?
Not when it's raining, but when it's dry.
And so what if I, you know, I don't know, get on, you know, set it at a little bit over the speed limit, maybe 75, 76.
Mm-hmm.
Get over. But there's no one else on the road. And I go for 2 miles. It happens to be a trooper that sees me.
Guilty. Guilty as charged,
I think,
sir.
Baron. So, kind of like you, sometimes I think that maybe there's an alternative reason for some of this stuff.
What do you think the alternative reason is?
Just another reason to pull you over and search your car.
There you go. Nailed it.
Oh, because they also didn't pass the, didn't Orr have a bill to stop seizure?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't pass that, did they?
No, they founded a study group or something.
That's right. So, hey, don't be driving in the left lane.
Yeah, they'll take everything you own. This is called the Anti-Road Rage Act. It passed the Senate by a 31-1 vote.
Who's the man who voted against it?
I don't know, but listen.
Could be a woman.
I would have voted against it.
Yeah,
I would have been in the minority here, because what I would have said is, who is honestly going to violate this and get ticketed? Instead of just saying, hey, I've been following you and you hadn't passed anybody, pull over, I need to smell your car.
Right.
Oh, I smell fresh marijuana. That's the biggest lie they've ever told. I smell fresh marijuana. Let me question. In a world where CBD is legal, is the smell of fresh marijuana even a probable cause to search your car anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, probable cause is it's more likely than not there's criminal activity. More likely than not. And you have to be able to articulate that. The smell of fresh marijuana, now it's legal to have CBD buds that look and smell just like marijuana.
Uh-huh. That's true.
But they're perfectly legal. You can transport them around. You could take them from the store to your house. You could take them to work. And so now if I have a big Ziploc bag full of fresh marijuana smell, but I think that's exactly what's going on here, Dave. I think because of these types of advancements in civilization, they're looking for new ways to pull people over.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're telling me a police officer has to witness the entire crime in order to pull you over in a traffic stop. They can't be told you were speeding. If they pull up behind you, I got a Baron Coleman speeding down Interstate 85. He's doing 100. Well, if they get behind me and I'm doing 70, guess what? You can't pull me over. Can't pull me over. I'm doing 70.
What if they say driving erratically?
Well, they can always lie, but I'm saying they have to witness a crime.
Right. They can always lie.
They always lie. They're police officers.
Bada-bing.
Of course they lie. Now, no offense to the police officers listening. You all know it's true. You all know you've been in a car on a lie. But this right here, a police officer would have to be behind you for a minute and a half. Now, at highway speed, that's 90 seconds. Have you ever kept a police officer locked behind you for 90 seconds without getting over?
No.
No! Nobody has. Nobody ever has in your life have you done that. So this law will never, ever, 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 ever be enforced. Period. End of story. I would have voted against it. This is the kind of stupid legislation Alabama doesn't need. It's a terrible problem when people don't drive fast enough in the left lane. I get it. I get it. But wasting precious space in the Alabama code, passing laws that will never be enforced, come on.
Yeah.
Get over yourselves.
I agree.
Who's this?
Robert.
Robert, how are you, sir?
Just fine. I ride in the left lane a lot of times on the interstate simply because the right lane's in such bad shape.
Okay, well, just as long as you're passing people or not backing up traffic behind you.
Well, what I'm saying is sometimes I'll ride a long ways in the left lane simply because the right lane has got potholes and everything else in it.
Right, but you understand when you're in the left lane, that's a passing lane. You need to be keeping up with the speed of traffic and or passing
and
the speed of traffic. Okay, well, then you're fine.
Use the pass the traffic.
Yeah.
Bad when you got to pass them on the right hand side.
Yeah. I pass traffic on the right, the left, the shoulder,
correct,
the median.
Use the on-ramp?
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I've done that.
Well, I'd like to think you have a fix in between the eastern bypass and on the east case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful it only took them 2 years to fix the right-hand lane.
Well, they chewed up Vaughn Road again. It'll be another 8 weeks of throwing gravel at windshields before they fix that. Hey, good call.
Oh, good shit.
Okay. Tucson, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH. No shortage of ways to get in touch with my man Spencer Mann over there at Auburn House Wash. Guys, this is a wonderful service. This is a fantastic service, Auburn House Wash. They come out to your house and using a proprietary low-pressure system. They're not going to blast away the stuff off your house. They use a proprietary low-pressure system that gives your house a brand-new bath. You want to know what it... I mean, honestly, you want to see an example? I know the historic Marks House on Old Carter Hill Road and Pike Road. You can go look at it. It's bright white. It's beautiful. Don't judge Auburn House Wash on the fact that the shutters need to be touched up and painted. We didn't even realize that till they cleaned them. But after the house was so bright white and beautiful, now we're like, yeah, the shutters look a little dull. So next year they'll get pretty new, fresh shutters. But guys, Auburn House Wash is amazing, absolutely amazing. Look at the before and after pictures. You're going to love Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. 1984, Dave Mowry, a one-hit wonder by John Waite. Everybody knows the song.
That's right.
Nobody knows the artist. John Waite. I ain't missing you at all.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left, and there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is still around, at least for now. Sunshine, hot and dry today. 96 would tie a record from 1962 if we get there. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Maybe for the lucky communities, an isolated late day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance of some scattered spotty storms roaming around on Friday. And why the scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday? High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Dave, I got a better idea. Maybe instead of doing a radio show where we talk, we just listen to Eddie Murphy's 1986 hit, Party All the Time, over and over and over.
Produced by Rick James.
Can you imagine Rick James and Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy?
You ever seen this video?
No.
The actual video?
Uh-uh.
Dude, Rick James has on a gold Prince Valiant wig. It's like... They're on another planet at that
point. Well, his girl wanted to party all the time. What do you expect? Oh, yeah. And a little rocket fuel in their nose.
Bolivian marching powder.
20 minutes till the top of the hour. BathInnovations.com sponsors our wonderful guest hotline, 272-9228. They also are general contractors that can redo your complete bath. I mean, you trust me. You're not going to get more value out of a home renovation than a bathroom. You know, let me let you in on a little secret. When you're selling your home on Zillow or Realtor.com or one of these things, and there are no bathroom pictures, it's because it's ugly. And it looks like it did in 1965 when they put in that avocado tile, that steel tub with the yellow glaze, that over the years with the copper pipes, it kind of looks like a skid mark running right down the middle of it. I know your bathroom looks like crap. Now, you can show me all the modern furniture you want in the living room. That's going with you, bro. You can show me a nice coat of paint. That's nice. It'll up the value of your house, no doubt about it. But when you redo the bathroom, call BathInnovations.com, 271-2723, 271-2723, Bath Innovations of Alabama. They're on the East Boulevard. They do all the general contracting work, tile, granite, quartz, marble, all that kind of stuff. And they do the acrylic. Guys, go price the acrylic. Look at the acrylic before you make your decision. You might decide to go with the granite. You might decide to go with the marble or the quartz or the tile. But look at the acrylic, too, and price out the acrylic. You're really, really going to be impressed what you get. It's a wonderful, wonderful value, particularly if you have a rental house or something like that. But, guys, you can't hide the bathrooms. Eventually, somebody has to go, you know, break the seal. You can have people over, and you can say, just use the one bathroom down the hall. Because that's the half bath that you managed to put in a decent pedestal sink in. Okay? Listen. You don't have to hide your house. Just fix it up. Make it look good. Bathinnovations.com, 271-2723. 271-2723. It's like moving without having to clean out closets.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to clean out the closets. You don't have to get the crap out of the attic. It's wonderful. 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. Denise.
Hey. Hello?
Hey, Denise. You're on the air.
Hi. Hey, I was going to ask, have you talked or even heard about these flash mobs they're doing at the convenience store?
David, you're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to comment about that left lane lover's law.
Uh-huh.
Where they're stuck in the left lane. Well, I've been driving a truck since 95. Over a million miles, accident and ticket free.
Okay.
Right now, trucks have a GPS system that they have to go a certain speed, and you get in that left lane, you're stuck because everyone's passing you on the road.
That's a good
point.
You
have to turn. You have to turn left to go 65 south off of 85. I have to get in that lane at Ann Street.
Yep.
Because I can't get in it any other time, because if I go above 50 miles an hour, the GPS tells on me.
Right.
I got people flying by me 70 miles an hour. But the truck is going to be the one in trouble on this left lane law. It's ridiculous.
You want me to let you in on a little secret? You want me to let you in on a little secret? It will never be enforced. This is virtue signaling in its worst form from our legislature. This is not designed to put cops in 18-wheelers. It's designed to put cops in black people's cars. Let's just all say for what it is. This is a reality. You know, if a guy you want to pull over all of a sudden starts doing the speed limit, you can't pull him over. But if he stays doing the speed limit for a mile and a half, now you can. See how this works?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's exactly ridiculous. It's a stupid, stupid bill. It's a stupid, stupid law. Actually, I hope the governor vetoes it and makes him vote on it again.
I do, too.
Yeah. I hope the governor looks at it and says, are you kidding me? This is virtue signaling. There's a million problems with this law. Brian Taylor, her general counsel, is not stupid. He's smart enough to figure this out.
You got three lanes of traffic. Now you're forcing those three lanes into two lanes.
Right.
How much more traffic jam do they want?
All right. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. And as somebody who wants one day to be a trucker, even if for just a year or two, just to experience it, I don't want stupid laws like this.
All right.
Do you like truck driving?
I've been doing it a long time. I enjoy it. The only big change since 95 till now is the enormous amount of accidents and people looking at their phones. I see them go by me all day long because I have to do the speed limit, and it's like, people, put down your phones, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Accidents everywhere.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
Good luck out there.
Denise, call back on Friday. I'll listen to your garbage story about flash mobs at convenience stores on Friday. I promise I will. Monday through Thursday, there are rules. You know what, Dave? You know how this show started? We were sitting around my conference room 5 years ago or more. And we were talking about, people would just stop by because we were right downtown. We were, you know, we had parking available right there in front of us. People would stop by and just chat. And I thought, you know, what a cool, and we would be in the middle of a conversation. Someone else would walk in. They would join the conversation. Could you imagine if you and I are sitting in a conference room? And we thought, wouldn't it be cool to take this concept, the conference room concept, just have a conversation on air about the things we talk about? Because I would always do the same thing. I would print off a bunch of news.
See the story, yeah.
Yeah, and we would sit around and talk about the news. And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we just did this on the radio? Just had the conversations Jack and I normally have in the conference room in the morning. Everybody's drinking coffee. Random people stopping by, doing whatever, joining in the conversation. Then they got to go to work. Someone will bring by. People would bring by a dozen Hardee's biscuits because they knew we'd always be at the office. And we'd sit there. All right, so we're just having life, right? And people would come. And I thought, wouldn't that be cool to do this on the radio? And just have regular people instead of, because regular folks wouldn't know to just stop by our office.
Right.
People we don't even know just come in, but they'll call if I give them a number. That'd be a cool concept. Can you imagine if you and I are sitting around the conference room table talking about this left-hand law and someone interrupts the conversation?
Guys,
and you know about this flash mob at the gas station?
I figured it was a backdoor promo for something.
I don't even care.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I just didn't want to hear it. And now I've had three people hang up in the last 2 minutes. Who is this?
Well,
they don't understand. They don't understand when I put them on hold that I'm coming to them.
Hi, John.
Hey, John. What's up?
Yes. I want to comment on this dumb law they just passed about driving the left lane.
Yes. You've come to the right place, sir, and you're on topic.
Well, I certainly agree with you. It's stupid. Now, what boggles my mind is you say 31-1 voted for it?
31-1. Yes, sir.
What kind of idiot senator was it? Senate, wasn't it?
It was in the Senate, yeah. It already passed the House. I think nearly unanimously in the House,
already
too.
Already passed the House, too? Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah. The Republicans have never found a law they don't like that will control your life. I promise you.
Okay, I might be starting to vote Democrat. I've been voting Republican.
Well, don't get carried away. Don't get carried away.
But I tell you, I'll probably, if they keep voting this crap, I'm going to be voting for Democrat.
Well, I don't encourage you to do that, but what we need to do is talk to our Republican elected officials and say, listen, this isn't why we sent you up there. We didn't send you up there to raise our gas tax and pass a law on how we drive on the highway when we're perfectly comporting with the law. You know, I understand this is frustrating to anybody, but, you know, flash your lights, honk your horn, wave your middle finger. There's lots of ways to encourage someone to move over.
But here's my problem. I mean, Republicans, I've been voting for Republicans mainly for one reason, for less government, to make it smaller and less intrusive.
Right.
That is why I have been voting Republican. I want less government.
Well, Alabama's Republican Party is the opposite of what you want, but the Democrats are worse. So, you know, the way to do this is get involved during the primary. Donate to people who are small government conservatives and then hold them accountable. One of the problems we have in this state is we don't have elections except every 4 years. A lot of states have elections every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And so people are constantly running for election, so they can't get away with doing this. That's a good call, my man. It's a good call.
I would like an election every 2 years or maybe even every year. But what I would like to have, regular sessions, only once every 2 years.
Well,
only,
I'm with you. Do a budget session every year, a regular session every 2 years. I'm with you there. Yeah, I could live with that.
A regular session every 2 years and only just prior to an election.
Yep.
So they can vote no on this crack law.
Yep, I got you.
Every one of them.
Appreciate it. That's a fired up citizen right there.
Yeah, for real.
You hear that, Republicans? You're going to run people to the Democrat Party. Don't do that. Just get involved in the primary. There are small guys. Listen, in 2014, I got people like Corey Harbison elected, Isaac Wharton, Tim Wadsworth, Connie Rowe. Three of those were considered by American Heritage Action or whatever, three of the five most conservative small government Republicans in the entire state of Alabama. Now, if we'd have gotten more of them elected, we would have a smaller government. But the big government Republicans went around and lied to everybody and told us we were the people that were running Democrats. But the ones we got elected were more conservative than the people that were there.
Uh-huh.
It's a fact. This is like paper objective fact. You can see it with your own two eyes. We have some trouble. Now, Isaac Wharton's a great circuit judge over in Macon County and Chambers and Randolph. What a great guy he is. What a great guy. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll be back.
Be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saw Mike Jenkins from Jenkins Tire and Auto this morning. Dropped my car off for an oil change, tire rotation and balance, and got a ride in. I said, Mike, do you personally drive all these people to work? He said, a lot of them. He says, it's a way to get to know your customer. So that's pretty cool. I met his chief technician this morning, too. Great, great human being. Great guy. And he, Mike said, man, you should see what I have to do to keep this guy employed. Because everybody wants him. All the dealerships want him. All the other shops want him. This guy's the best. He'd been with me from the beginning. So I was like, wow. Just a rock star organization over there, Jenkins Tire and Auto, on the corner of Perry and Jefferson, one block off of Madison. So if you're driving downtown from east to west, like you're coming from like the Walmart public side of Madison heading downtown, turn right on Perry right there and just one block off right there. Just drop your car off anytime. They'll get you to work, get you back to work, get you back to your car if you can't find a ride in. Good people over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. And he was telling me on the way in, he said, yeah, man, a couple people have already come in saying they heard the ad. One of them has a great landscaping business around here, super, super high-class individual. And he said, man, you're bringing us the kind of business we want. And you know what I say? I looked at him and said, who listens?
Everybody.
And he said, everybody. I said, Mike, don't disappoint me like that. And he said, okay, everybody. Jenkins Tire and Auto, man, get your stuff over there. If you got a fleet, you need it maintained. Mike Jenkins is a fleet maintenance master. If you just have an individual car like I do, and you just need someone to do routine maintenance or complete overhauls, take it by there. Jenkins Tire and Auto on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Doug, you're on the air.
Oh, man, I just want to call a couple of things real quick. Thank you for applying some common sense to the left lane law, which is really uncommon sense. You're right. Nobody's going to watch for 90 seconds.
No.
A law enforcement officer in the rearview mirror. And to me, it's just a driving etiquette. Are you too young? Did your dad ever say that there was anything called driving etiquette, kind of like golfing etiquette? You're slower at the other.
I mean, I know what driving is, and I know what the word etiquette means. I didn't know there was a buzz phrase in the day.
Yeah.
Just be aware.
Using your turn signal when you're supposed to. And the other thing, start noticing how many people will pull up to the gas pump closest to the door of the convenience store, and they're not even going to. They have no intentions of buying any fuel. just lack of home training.
Let me say this too. Let me do one more thing since we're talking driver's etiquette and we're going on about things. My son asked me the other day. We were playing Old Town Road on constant repeat at super high volume, and the stereo in my car is excessively loud. Like, kids complain, particularly kids that are not related to me because they're not yet deaf. And I can play things very, very loud in my car. And it was one of the key attractions to buying the car. I loved how loud the stereo was. But so we were listening to it at peak volume. But every time we pulled up to a red light, I would turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Daddy, why are you turning it down every time we pull up to a red light?" I said, "Because it's nice. It's polite. You don't blow it out when other people are stopped. But at speed, they got road noise and wind noise, and they can't hear you go by." Same thing at gas stations, you people. Put your doors shut at the gas station and turn your damn radio down. Nobody wants to hear your brand of music at top volume. It's not cool. It's not awesome. It's not hip. Whatever the words people are using today. It's terrible. You're a horrible human being if you do that. Turn your damn radio down when you're stopped, where other people might hear it. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and you just took the words right out of my brain. I was going to tell you that I learned the phrase driver's etiquette from my father.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, as a father, just may use a different scenario, but that's what you're doing. And there's no way we can put a dad under every roof and every home.
You know what I tell my kids? We're better than that.
Yeah.
We're better than that.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
We're better than to leave our grocery cart in the middle of the parking lot. We're better than that.
That's a crime that somebody should be punished for, but by just, you know.
I don't care,
like,
if there's 100
of
them
in the parking lot. Yeah. Right. Correct. They can be all over the parking lot. Guess where I'm putting mine? In the dang lane.
Even
if it's 10 feet or 50 feet that way, it's 100 degrees, and I got two screaming kids in the car, like, I'm going to put that thing away.
Even if it's pouring down rain. I'll walk it in the store if there's not a lane close enough.
At Publix, the lanes aren't, they're usually out further, so if I've parked closer, the easiest thing to do is to take it into the store.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I take mine into the store all the time. And you know why I tell my kids I do it? When they say, "Why are you doing that?" We're better than that. Coleman's are better than that. The other thing I say is Coleman's don't say can't. If you say you can or you can't, you're right.
You're right.
We don't say can't, and we're better than that. We're better than other people. Our family is. And your family needs to be better than other people. Turn your radio down when you pull into a gas station. Take your cart back into the thing, and don't call it a buggy. Now, I will say this. Thanks for your call, Doug. I forget you were still on the phone. I'd moved to Auburn when I was 17 to go to college, and I'd never heard the term buggy.
Right. Very regional.
And it's very, like, hyper-regional, like, to this central Alabama region.
Georgia.
Well, I pull into the Winn-Dixie, and I'm in there, and the lady says, "Do you need a buggy?" And I, like, in my head, I think horse and buggy.
Right.
And I think,
why would I need a buggy? Don't have any. I'm not a horse guy.
I'm not into horses. I got a car. I don't need a buggy. And then we moved to Pennsylvania, where you actually had buggies at the Kmart.
On the road.
This is a 1995 hit, I Know, by Dion Ferris. It peaked at number 4 in 1995. It is a massive hit. Everybody knows it. She never had another song in the top 100. I know why.
Because she's actually Tracy Chapman?
No, because she's a singer.